Today on Rappler. The Department of Education wants to fast-track the shift to the old academic calendar by March 2025. The Philippine Coast Guard cries harassment as two Filipino ships are damaged by China's jet stream water cannons. A Pasig City court orders the arrest of transport leader Mar Valbuena over cyber libel charges. Israel officials are worried the ICC is preparing arrest warrants for Prime Minister Netanyahu and government officials on charges related to the war in Gaza. And Columbia University begins suspending pro-Palestinian activists who refuse to disband their camp. The Department of Education wants to fast-track the shift to the old academic calendar by March 2025. It says it is proposing to President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. a more aggressive ending of the upcoming school year 2024 to 2025. DepEd spokesperson Francis Bringa says this was in response to clamor for a faster return to the old academic calendar. Before this, the DepEd had set an initial 5-year timeline to fully transition to the old academic calendar. If approved, students will only have 165 in-person school days for the upcoming school year. The remaining will be done through distance learning. There will be shorter school breaks during the transition. Republic Act 7797 says school days should be between 200 to 220 days. In recent weeks, the DepEd suspended in-person classes due to excessive heat. The heat index in Iba, Zambales reached 53 degrees Celsius on April 28, the highest recorded in 2024. The China Coast Guard used jet stream water cannons against two Philippine vessels in Bajo de Masinloc or Scarborough Shoal on April 30, 2024. Philippine Coast Guard spokesperson Commodore J. Tariela says the twin water assault of the China Coast Guard damaged the PCG vessel BRP Bagakay. Tariela adds this serves as, quote, evidence of the forceful water pressure used to harass Philippine vessels. The PCG's Bagakay and the Bureau of Fisheries and Aquatic Resources BRP Bangao were patrolling waters near Bajo de Masinloc. During their patrol, the two vessels encountered 4 China Coast Guard vessels and 6 Chinese maritime militia vessels. Bajo de Masinloc is a traditional fishing ground for Filipinos, Chinese, and Vietnamese. The China Coast Guard also installed a 380-meter floating barrier that covered the entrance of the shoal, restricting access to the area. A Pasig City court orders the arrest of Manibela leader Mar Valbuena over cyber libel charges stemming from the complaints filed by Transport Secretary Jaime Bautista. In 2023, Bautista filed cyber libel complaints against Valbuena, who allegedly accused him of corruption. Bautista's complaints are based on Valbuena's remarks in an October 9 press conference. Valbuena claimed there was a bribery scheme that stretches from the DOTR, the Land Transportation Franchising and Regulatory Board, up to the Office of the President. The court set the bail at 10,000 pesos for each of the 2 counts of cyber libel. Valbuena was also sued by the Quezon City Police for so-called disruptive behavior during a transport strike in April. Israel officials are worried the International Criminal Court could be preparing arrest warrants for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and government officials on charges related to the war against Hamas. The ICC, which can charge individuals with war crimes, crimes against humanity, and genocide, is investigating Hamas's October 7 cross-border attack and Israel's devastating military assault on Gaza. Netanyahu earlier said, any ICC decisions will not affect Israel's actions but will set a dangerous precedent. The ICC is reportedly also considering arrest warrants for leaders from Hamas. Israel is not a member of the ICC and does not recognize its jurisdiction, but the Palestinian territories were admitted with the status of a member state in 2015. In October, ICC Chief Prosecutor Karim Khan said the court had jurisdiction over any potential war crimes committed by Hamas fighters in Israel and by Israeli forces in the Gaza Strip. Columbia University on Monday, April 29, begins suspending pro-Palestinian activists who refuse to disband their camp on its New York campus. The Ivy League school earlier declared a stalemate in talks seeking to end the polarizing protest. Days of negotiations failed to persuade demonstrators to dismantle the tents set up to express opposition to Israel's war in Gaza. The university sent protesters a letter on Monday morning warning that students who did not vacate the encampment by 2 p.m. Eastern Time and sign a form acknowledging their participation will face suspension and become ineligible to complete the semester in good standing. Protesters vowed to keep their encampment on the Manhattan campus until Columbia meets three demands: divestment of assets that support Israel, transparency in finances, and amnesty for students and faculty who participated in the protests. And that's today's wrap. I'm Nina Liu. Thank you for watching. Click the link below for the full story. Follow us on Rappler's YouTube, Facebook, X, Instagram, and TikTok.